All right, tackling the hardest one of all.
Yeah,
most shows wouldn't do this. We're doing it. Is Pez, the Pez candy dispenser, a toy or a candy?
Toy.
Because it's up for Hall of Fame, the Toy Hall of Fame. 419-240-1055. Let me grab a couple of calls, and then I've got some texts. What I want to get to a song, too, my favorite. One of my favorites. Chad, you're on the queue. What do you think, toy or not?
Hey, Denny, it is candy.
It's candy, right? You're with me on that. It's candy.
The dispenser is candy?
Yeah,
it's called Candy Dispenser.
I got to tell you, I jumped in the car. We have an unbiased opinion. All we heard was Pez. We heard the question. None of the debate. I turned to my 11-year-old and said, what do you think, Caleb? And he goes, it's candy.
There it is. So, an 11-year-old.
Pez is candy. You're right. The Pez dispenser is a toy.
It is a decorative candy dispenser.
Right,
it's
that
an interactive candy.
It's not a toy.
We're gonna need to hang up on him now.
Are you gonna play with it after you're done with the candy? No,
absolutely.
No, you do not.
Yes, you get them with other Pez dispensers, and they talk to each other, and they.
But there's candy still in them. Chad, your son is brilliant. You're doing a great job as a dad. Way to go, Chad.
Thanks, Denny. Have a great day.
You too, bro. Jed, you're on the queue. What do you think?
It's candy.
Boom. Two for candy.
It is candy, but the dispenser makes it a toy.
Hold on. Can we listen to Jed? Jed, what do you think?
I said it's candy, but I also did some research for you. And Stick was in the class of 2008 for a toy.
Stick was?
Stick was. There you go.
Yep. Wait a minute. Was it like a stick you buy, or is it stick you find out on the road when you're walking to the store to turn in your...
store.
Yeah, when you're walking to... Yeah.
According to Wikipedia, the stick is... The curators praise the stick for its whole purpose, no cause, recreational qualities, nothing its ability to serve either as raw material or as appendage transformed in myriad ways by a child's creativity. So I'm taking this as a stick to find a side of a road.
There it is.
Okay.
So it's already in there. My childhood toy. I love it. Thank you, Jed.
Yes, sir.
See you, bro. Bye-bye. Look at that. He came with research in hand. All right, Security Jeff, what do you think? Toy or candy?
First off, I don't know how you did this, but you created a debate in my home about Pez dispensers. So thank you for that.
I'm very talented.
The wife and I are sitting here talking about it, and she says it's a toy. I say it's a candy because I take the same... You do. Nobody's sitting around playing with Pez dispensers.
Because if you do, you break them.
Nicole and I are now.
Yeah,
apparently.
You make them talk, and I'm like, how lonely are you as a kid if you're sitting around talking to a Pez dispenser?
Maybe. You should be talking to your stick.
Right, and it is. It's just like a decorative, it's just a candy dispenser. It's not a toy.
It should be in the Candy Hall of Fame, not the Toy Hall of Fame.
Totally agree. Candy Hall of Fame, Pez should be in there because it is iconic, and they have all these different designs. I get it, but it's not a freaking toy.
There you go. 3-1. Thanks, sure. Jeff. Back-to-back Jeffs. Jeff on line 4. You're on the queue. What do you think, a toy or candy?
Yeah, this is Ron, but it's a toy because 99.9% of all Americans are not going to go out and buy more candy to stick in the Pez dispenser. As soon as the candy's gone, the kids got to play with something.
They're
going to play with the dispenser.
That's just child abuse. You always got to have candies at the ready
refills.
For that thing. Yes, they sell refills in like 10 packs, Ron.
What about, remember the old gumball machines that you'd stick a penny in?
Yeah, is that a toy?
Plastic ones?
Is that a toy?
Yeah, the gumball machine, the gumballs are gone. Are you going to the store to buy the kid more gumballs for it? No.
Pez is totally different because it's transportable. You can't put your gumball machine in your pocket unless you're Paul.
Apparently, I can't believe I'm going to have to agree with Ron here.
Thank you very much.
Get off the show. Bye. All right, Rob, and then I want to play a song. Rob, you're on the queue. What do you got, dude?
I can't even follow that. The logic.
Yeah, I know.
If it's not in the damn toy department, it's not a toy, Paul. Come on.
Boom! There it is. Listen to this wise man.
Nope.
It's candy.
It's in the toy department. It's on an end cap.
Nope.
It's not an end cap.
No, it is.
No, it's not. It's with the candy.
No.
It's at the checkout aisle.
At the checkout.
With all the candy and all the cavities.
And like your chapstick.
What ghetto store do you go to, Rob?
Right.
Dollar General.
Your hand sanitizer.
Family Dollar.
Wally World. I go to all of them. Don't tell me there's no Pez dispenser at the Meyer Toy Department. I say we send Paul in a diaper to go check.
Yes.
Yeah. Why is that to be in a diaper?
Let's send him over to the Walmart over here in a diaper. to go to the toy department and see if you can find the Pez dispenser. You ready to go, Paul?
The dispenser. You're playing with a dispenser. You're right. Eating the candy. Well, off the show. Get off the show. Just hang up on yourself.
Stop it. Get out of your mind. You are absolutely insane.
Hit
stop
end.
It.
All right. Thanks.
You and Opal.
Okay.
Hey, you leave my
right,
girl
see you,
alone.
Dude. Bye. There you go. All right. Who is this person?
Chad.
All right, Chad. Then I want to play my song. Chad, you're on the queue. What do you got?
Danny, sorry to bother you again with a call, but that caller is dead bullseye accurate. I am the former market manager from the Andersons, and Pez always came in with candy orders. Never
yes!
with toys.
Pez comes in with the candy orders, not the dispenser.
Right. That's
no,
I'm with
no,
you,
no,
Paul.
No, 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 it's all inclusive, Paul.
It's all inclusive, Paul.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing since Andersons quit, those quitters?
Hey, the company's still good. No bad right. in the Andersons.
Yeah, all right, right, so have you found a new gig?
In process. The straight-up answer is no, but in process. We'll go with that. I took the summer off with my kids, had a great summer, great time, kept myself busy doing side jobs, and things are good.
Nice.
That's cool.
That's very cool. Yeah. Now, it is settled because he ordered this stuff,
yep.
and it came in a candy order. Right, Chad?
Sure, yes, sir.
Okay,
bam!
But where in the store did you have it?
Yeah, where did you have it? Were they in the toy aisle or at the candy?
In the checkout line. Or the candy area?
Well, that's a twofold question. One, it had a home in aisle B in the candy aisle.
Okay.
And two, it was cross-merchandised all over the place at the registers because it was an impulse item.
Boom.
Okay.
It's an impulse
but
toy.
Maybe
was
in
it
the
ever
toy?
Was it ever in the toy aisle, Chad?
Bump, bump, and no.
Bam!
Oh,
it's over.
No.
Let it go, both of you.
No,
let
maybe,
it go.
Maybe the Andersons is just fussy about classifications.
No, or Chad knows. This guy's an expert. Dan, can't you hear the authority in this man's voice?
Oh, and by the way, he's talking about a store that's closed. Maybe if they got their stuff together, it's going to be.